So often the book of the Apocalypse can seem an overwhelming text, and many of our brothers and sisters in the faith use it as an overwhelming text to try and discern our current world and its situation and the closeness of the coming of Christ in glory. However, we shouldn't forget the way that this vision of heaven and the vision of the undoing of all things evil and the redoing of all things good and holy starts. And it starts with this song of the elders, the song of the four beasts around the throne of God's eternal magnificence, the song dedicated to the Lamb, which says, "Because you were sacrificed, and with your blood you brought people for God, of every race, language, people, and nation, and made them a line of kings and priests to serve our God and rule the world." It is this vote of confidence in those who have given their lives to Christ, who gave his life to us. It is this voice of confidence that starts the unfolding of the visions in the Apocalypse. It is a voice of confidence in our belonging to the presence of God, to the throne of God, and to the glory of God. And in whatever situation we find ourselves, in whatever destitution we find ourselves, in whatever oppression we find ourselves as Christians, we are a line of kings and priests to serve God and to rule the world. Rule the world in a new way. Rule the world by the way of Christ. Rule the world in the way of the Lamb, which means the overcoming of all violence and evil. Yes, the book of the Apocalypse unfolds with scenes of gratuitous violence everywhere. But when one reads it very closely, one sees that all those who belong to God are in the presence of God. And it is only those who resist God, it is only those who fight and have fought against the children of God, who remain on earth, being offered through the trials and tribulations opportunities to open their eyes to the true kingdom and the peace of God, instead of living in constant enmity, instead of living at odds with each other. All those who remain behind when all the creatures and the tribulations hit are simply called to change and to join the innumerable crowd around the throne of God, singing glory and giving praise. And we find an echo of that in today's very short gospel reading, where Jesus weeps over Jerusalem because it has not woken up to the service of God and the true rule of the world, a rule that comes through peace, a rule that comes through love. Everything else is disharmony and distress. And so too we need to look inwardly in our internal dialogue in the church. We do want to rule over each other with our opinions and our manifestations of what is right and what is the tradition of the church. We need to lay that aside and open our hearts and minds and lives more clearly to the call of Christ, a call to live in peace with each other, a call to build our tradition on his word, on his self-sacrifice, and on his worth. We are called to examine ourselves and to be to one another the line of kings and priests, serving God and ruling the world through the example of how much we love one another. Amen.